2 days later, Cecilia brought Signority in from the gallops in exactly the shape she wanted. Pulse and respiration had recovered beautifully, and he could have gone another mile without strain. But any more fitness now, and he would peak before the senior trials.
No. A long hack this afternoon, then tomorrow...
Ceci, have you heard?
Colm was waiting for her at the entrance to the gallops, as he usually did. Cecilia loosened the strap of her helmet and pushed back under it the one lock of red hair that always managed to get loose and tickle her forehead.
What?
Lord Thornbuckle's been killed. It's on all the news vids.
Bunny?
A swift montage of pictures ran through her mind. Bunny at the head of the table. Bunny on horseback on opening day of the hunt season. Bunny taking over from Kemtree at the Grand Council. Bunny and Kevil heads together, discussing something.
It can't be.
They say it might be those terrorists.
Reality came back as Signority reached down to rub his face on his leg and yanked the reins. Cecilia blinked, looked around, saw the subdued flurry of activity near the barns. The first acid bite of sadness seeped through the shock. If it was true, this was going to hurt a lot. Colm seemed to understand that she could say nothing. He flung a cooler over the horse's back and put a hand to the rein. Cecilia sat there as he led Signority on into the aisle between the barns, where the look on the groom's faces told her that the news vids were playing this straight. Roz, her head groom, met her. She slid down, ran the stirrups up, automatically coordinating with the groom as they untacked the chestnut horse and began the after-workout rubdown.
You heard?
Yes.
You knew him, didn't you?
Already past tense.
Yes, for a long time.
It's terrible. It said on the news there wasn't even enough left for a neuroscan. No chance.
Cecilia didn't want to hear this. She didn't want to think about this. Her rejuvenated body felt alien suddenly. The reverse of the way she had felt when her young mind lived in her old one. Now she felt trapped in a body that could not feel what she felt emotionally.
Do you think they'll cancel the trials?
I doubt it. They didn't stop the trials when Kemtree abdicated.
But even as she said it, she felt uneasy.
Whether the trials go on or not, should I ride? What's the right thing to do?
She paused in her strokes down Seniority's muscled haunch to calculate travel times. She could not possibly make it to Castle Rock for any memorial service, even if she gave up the competition.
That being so, what good would it do Bunny for me to withdraw? What good would it do someone else?
She stood watching as Roz and Jerry began sponging the horse down, wondering why that had come to mind. Why, at some level, she did not believe that awful militia group had killed Bunny.
But who else? And how am I going to find out?
Dale, her trainer, had Max in tow.
Ceci, I know, it's awful, but this guy needs to be written.
Cecilia wanted to say she couldn't, but she knew she could. And whatever happened to humans, horses needed their unbroken routine. She let a groom give her a leg up onto Max and headed back to the gallops. As always, just being on a horse in motion cleared her mind. Max was no Signority, but he was maturing into a very nice ride over short distances, and he would bring a good price when the time came. If the time came, with Bunny dead.
Who knows what that means politically?
She didn't, though she had paid more attention than she used to. Bunny had been a good executive, except perhaps for his frenzy when Brun was taken, a frenzy no one could blame. Things had gone well. Her investments had prospered. And if hers prospered, then surely the economy was doing well. Except for the volatility in rejuvenation pharmaceuticals, which had pretty much smoothed out this past year. The Consulines had lost face and market share, but they certainly weren't ruined.
And what about Miranda and Brun? Will they move back to Cerealis? Will they... Damn it, will they still have fox hunting?
That wasn't the important thing, of course. The important thing was finding out who had killed Bunny and dealing with him. Or her. Max took advantage of his rider's wandering mind and shied at a rustle in the hedge beside the field. Cecilia caught him before he could bolt and sent him on firmly. Best think about the horse. That was something she could control. For the rest of the 2-hour hack, she managed to keep her sorrow and her worries at bay.